all the different the different designs and stuff that were created. But I want to highlight your location, Sean, because Gina was mentioning your entrepreneurial spirit, but the idea of having a one stop shop. And I remember this is something we spoke about years ago, and to see it in real life now, where you have a location where you have the warehouse where you could store stuff, but then on the front part you have a gym. Where you could come in, you could train, and between the gym and the warehouse, there's a barbershop. Like, so you literally could come and do everything you need. You could come and train before you leave, just get a quick lineup and call it a day. Like, I think it's exceptional what you have set up. And definitely I want to encourage the people to come check you out. So if you want to just plug the address and plug how people could get in contact with you, and yeah, let's just make it happen, because we're here for it.
My pleasure. Well, it's 154 Promenade Ronald in Ville Saint-Pierre. And really what the location is, it's our headquarters. We're actively trying to find a name. Mm-hmm. But a quick story. When Vincent and Grenadine, the eruption happened, the volcano that happened like a month ago, I think it was over a month ago, mm-hmm. I did a move for the St. Vincent and Grenadine Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I was part of... I know everyone knows Tiffany Callender from the Côte d'Ivoire Black Community Association.
Yep.
And we did the Pitch the Dream contest, I think it was probably 10 years ago, where I had this idea in my head and I had no money. Mm-hmm. And the idea was to have a barbershop and like a shop, essentially, where, you know, our community could grow and blossom and flourish as one. Mm-hmm. And that was like the idea, that was like the dream. And I remember I came second, and I'll never forget this question. One of the guys asked, well, what do you do if you're on the road and someone's clipper breaks, you know, mm-hmm. while you're on the road? And I thought it was such a terrible question to ask. You know, it was a genuine question, like, what do you do? But I mean, it took me 10 years to be able to answer that question. Wow. And it was just to find a solid team to be able to manage all these ups and downs of running a business.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's going to happen.
The reason why I mentioned the St. Vincent and Grenadines relief was because when they called, whoever they called didn't show up. Mm. So a friend of a friend called me and was like, yo, our driver didn't show up. We have all this water. We have all these barrels that we need to take. And I was like, for sure, I would love to be able to help. Mm-hmm. And so when I picked up all the stuff, then they brought it on Dollard and LaSalle to bring the barrels and everything to a location before they sent it, like sorted it and sent it in containers down. Mm-hmm. And one of the people that we ended up helping out was Mr. Gittins, who was on the committee.
Wow.
He was on the committee, the panel of judges that were making the decision who came first in the contest.
Wow.
So it was like, I teared up. I was super emotional when I was able to be there and help out. And I asked him, I'm like, do you remember me? Like, do you remember the contest? And he's like, of course.
Mm.
You know? And it was just like such a beautiful feeling to be like, yeah, I didn't win the contest, which I was very, very upset about. You know, I didn't win the contest, but I came second. And the amount of people that I met at that contest, mm-hmm. is kind of, I feel, what the whole purpose was.
Right, that networking.
And just to be shoulder to shoulder with such a prominent man in the community and to stand my own ground and to be able to help out was like a milestone.
Wow. Yo, I applaud that, brother. That is awesome, 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 awesome. Again, congrats on your success. With the OFC, we're glad to be supporting Frederick Movers and everything that you're doing. Again, just want to encourage the community to continue to support you. So do you have any final empowering words for the people?
Yeah, love one another. Take care of each other. Everyone is going through something. Everyone has... something that they're really trying to get off the ground. Help them, you know, support them, like show them the love that you would want to be shown when you're going through something. You don't even have to be going through something, like just enjoy life because it's short, you know.
Mm.
And
talk about it.
If ever you need help with a move or a delivery, or if you want a haircut, or you know someone who needs their haircut, like, you can hit me up. My phone number is 514-293-7156. Once again, my name is Sean Frederick, and my phone number is 514-293-7156. Give me a shout. You know, it would be an honor to be able to help someone in need, or to be able to get something done that you really want to get done, because together, I mean, we can do anything. That's how I feel.
Beautiful, Sean. Thank you again. Thank you for being on with us this morning on the Empower Hour. Enjoy the rest of your day and keep doing what you're doing, King.
Thanks for having me. Please. I appreciate it. You guys, take care.
Bye.
I like that.
That's awesome. So, yo, with no further ado, let's open it up for the next segment of our very own. Oh, okay, I have two things going on. So, come on, man. Shut. Let's give it up to our very own Bobby Payne, who's coming like this morning to mix. I have to say, I was excited. I'm looking forward to this next one coming up right now because she's just come with that energy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you played soccer the whole time.
I am in. This is the second half.
Yo, it's that season. How you, man?
I'm DJ Bobby Payne. You can catch me on all the social medias at DJ Bobby Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. And what we doing right now?
Last time that I checked,
smash up all fit. Last time that I check, pool party get wet. Last time that I check, everybody in sweat.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
We don't like violence. We don't have no gun and no blade. We don't party in
sweat. Hit
it! Like we don't pay. Don't have no pride and no shame. I don't care who calling me.
Jumping up and down, they don't give a damn. Carrying on like them is some hooligan.
Oh Lord.
We gon' mash up everything.
Everybody.
Like we have insurance. And tear down everything like we have insurance. We gon' shell out everything like we have insurance. When crazy people reach up, they have insurance. Cause we have endurance.
Hit
up. We gon' mash it up and buy back. Tear down and build back. Mash it up and buy back. Tear down and build back. We gon' mash it up and buy back. Tear down and build back. Mash it up and buy back.
Is a vibe. I feel to dive.
Sit up!
Stage and dive. I feel to dive in. Make me feel alive. I feel to dive in. Energy and a vibe. I feel to dive in.
Hands up!
Power surf over this. Surf over this. Surf over this. How will you take me over this? Surf over this. Surf over this.
Hands up if you want to dive up stage. Make
them up. Spin them up.
On the stage. Wow, this whole place come mash up. If they come in to take way off, whole place come mash up. If they come in to take way off, whole place come mash up. If they come in to take way off, whole place come mash up. If they come in to take way off, room. Give me 1 minute extra, just a minute extra. Want to show the papers on the colors and the texture. Let me push my hand up like the gas is from a Vespa. Everybody, let me see your hurt. All house is road, brother, all house is road. All house is road, this year all house is road. All house is road, brother, all house is road. All house is road, this year all house is road.
That's a carnival, we don't have that. We go take speaker box and load it, jump on a van back. Put rum in a knapsack, then jump out in a hazmat. Party in Riyadh, you see the gate, we not going past that. Early Juve morning, the mantle still have to take up. The powder still have to fly, and the paint still will have to spray up. The sweat still will have to sweat, but there won't be a crowd to break up. Even if it's me alone, carnival never stop.
Brother high still, jumping out in the gallery like it's road. Brother and somebody getting mad at this already like it's road. My house is the road. Backyard is the road, front yard is the road, side yard is the road. Alright,
hey.
All houses road, brother, all houses road. All houses road, right now, all houses road. All houses road, brother, all houses road. All houses road, right now, all houses
road. Whoa!
Yeah!
Coming on.
You gonna play the ad?
All right, so we're back. So that was DJ Bobby Payne again with another Soca Mix this morning, having us whining. You guys are not watching the show, but those of you who are on my live can see Pharaoh whining. I'm talking extra loud like he's on the Savannah. That's just fine. It's totally cool. But DJ Bobby Payne, DJ Bobby Payne gave us that vibe this morning, and we're going to jump right in to what I believe is a advertisement.
Fabies and Mr. Blue invites you to a barbecue on Saint Jean Baptiste Day, Thursday, June 24th, from noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte des Neiges, corner of Côte St. Catherine and Westbury. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu, doubles, roti, jerk pork and chicken, curry goat and chicken, lots of side dishes. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Thursday, June 24th, noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte des Neiges. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
There will be roadie at that party.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
I love that intro.
How do you like your roadie?
Yo, can I do my intro properly? So this is the OFC Community Updates. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub, where we think of us first for all your community and business needs. And this is the OFC Community Updates, where we just like to keep you in tune to what is happening in the community. Okay, hold on. I think there's a lot of activity going on in the world here. Okay. All right. Microphone check. You guys hearing me?
Yep.
Good. All right. So we have a lot going on in terms of what's popping in the community. But right off the top, I would like to take a quick moment because there's been some awesome things going on. Jen, you want to plug it?
Sorry?
I said no. There's been some awesome things going on. And basically, we have a very special guest with us for our community updates.
We do. We have live Dorothy Williams, a historian, author, and educator from Black Biblio. Dorothy, can you hear us?
Microphone check. Dorothy, can you hear us? Hello?
I think I can
hear you.
Oh, there we go.
And just to get it correctly, it's Dr. Dorothy Williams. Thank you very much.
My sincere apologies.
It's okay. It happens. It's okay. Dr. Williams, are you there? I just want to make sure you're hearing us.
Yes, I can hear you.
Good. Thank you for being on with us this morning on the Empower Hour.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. So the reason we have you on with us this morning, I felt it was great news, and it should be shared with the community. But in my, I guess I could say in my ignorance, I didn't fully understand when I got the email. And I went through, and I was like, yo, this is huge, and I feel it's a great learning opportunity for the community. So let me reach out to you and see if you'd be willing to join us this morning. So you have been nominated. Now, how do I explain this properly?
That's the right word to use. I've been nominated. I haven't won the award, but I have been nominated for the Governor General's History Award for Excellence in Community Program for Black History in Canada.
Yes.
I tell you, I gotta clap that up. Just hearing the title, just hearing what you're nominated for, it gave me a little bit of goosebumps. Like, I have to say, like, it's something that I feel it's important.
Yeah, I think it's important, too. I think it's a really, really exciting time for me, but it's an exciting time for where we're at as a country. Some years I've been toiling in the wasteland waiting for people to recognize, yoo-hoo, we're here. Black people have been here. We have a story to tell as well. And I think despite the tragic events that have happened over the last 18 months and continue to happen against Blacks right across North America, the message is getting out to some key people in different organizations. I am seeing responses right across the board that before totally wouldn't have been even in their radar in any way, shape, or form. And now they're sort of looking and saying, wow, what did we miss? What's out there? And this, I think, is a good reflection of that recognition in Canada. And it's a fantastic recognition about Quebec. because what often happens and what's been happening for several years is the centering of the universe around Ontario's Black history and forgetting that there are scholars here in Quebec. Mm-hmm. It's a small group. We're growing. And it's really exciting that the lens has been put on Quebec and its Black history in terms of the contribution of Black history right across this country. And that, to me, is really what is so exciting about this. In a sense, it's putting Quebec Black history on the map. It's putting Canada's Black history in the spotlight anyway, but it's broadening what that definition means. It's not just about the Underground Railroad. It's not just about slavery, both of which usually are only centered in the Ontario story.
Yeah.
Hey, we had it here too.
Right. Shout out to Angelique. Yeah.
I want us to know, I want people to know that there's a history here as well. Thank you. So that's what's exciting to me.
And I appreciate you, Dorothy, just for what you've been doing and just keeping the flame going, keeping the fire alive, because that's it. It's like without people like you to make sure that the story is being told, properly documented and shared, like we did run the risk of the history being lost. But, you know, but thank you. Again, I thank you and Black Biblio for everything that you guys are doing. And I wanted to just use the opportunity for those who might not know about Black Biblio. Can you just share a little bit about what Black Biblio is and if people are interested in how they could get more information?
Well, Black Biblio is a company that I created because years ago I recognized the absence of Blacks in the narrative in Canada. Mm-hmm. Talking about this country, it's as if Black people were invisible. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure. It was a little bit of a whisper over time, and it's gone quite loud now. It's like screeching from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. Blacks are here. So it's taken some time. This company was created to try to get that message out and to try to document all of the naysayers who said, you don't have a history. There's nothing written about you. Mm. And so the company was actually set up to try to catalog everything ever been written about Blacks in Canada. And then I decided, because the ignorance, I have to use that word, Farrell, the ignorance of teachers, because they weren't taught Black history in school either, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, my parents weren't taught Black history in school. Mm-hmm. And unless you went to the UNIA or you went to something at the NCC or something, you wouldn't know, you know? And so these teachers needed to know about Black history so they could begin at least to get comfortable talking about it in class. Mm. So in the last few years, I have been promoting, I created and designed along with Linton Gardner, the ABCs, the Canadian Black History Kit, which teachers are now using to teach about different Canadian Black stories right across the country.
Amazing.
There's 26 stories in there, and they're written so that they could be nighttime reading if you want, but really they're about trying to inform everybody, because it's not just our kids that need to know.
Exactly.
About Blacks and their contributions and their challenges. And their strategies for surviving and belonging in this country. I think that's why the kid is really catching on right now in this year.
This timing is exceptional. So, Dorothy, for those who would like to get in contact with you or to find out more about Black Biblio, how do they do that?
Well, got the website, www.blackbiblio.com, and that's B-L-A-C without the K, B-I-B-L-I-O.com, which is also the name of the company. Mm-hmm. And so they could go on there and read all about what the kit has and what it's about, how teachers can use it. It'd be great if people listening can get on to their teachers next year and say, hey, what are you doing for Black History Month? What resources do you have? What are you using to teach our kids about the Canadian story? Nothing wrong about the American story, but there was also a story here in Canada. Mm-hmm. So we all have a role to play, I think, in getting the message out, keeping it loud and clear. Because in the past, we've had little emergencies and big things were in the news, and then people forget about us after about 5 or 6 weeks. We need to keep the momentum going by telling people we are now demanding a voice and an inclusion in the Canadian story. So that means making sure the principals know, making sure your home and school association in your school knows, mm-hmm. making sure your teachers are aware that this product is available, and for Christmas, you could even purchase the ABC's of Canadian Black History cards. I know you have some still left, Farrell.
You know I was going to plug that. Definitely.
Come on. You got to have some left. But you shouldn't have any left. They should be off the shelf by now.
They should be all – but we did buy a lot. I think we bought tons.
I agree. It's important. Get it out there. Then they can share that and say, hey, this is what we're talking about. This quality card I have here is an example of what our children need to know.
Amen.
And you need to know so you can teach them properly.
You know it. So, Dorothy, you know we're going to always continue to plug. That after you win the award, we're going to have you come back on to talk about it.
Wow. Hey, listen. Being shortlisted for something doesn't mean you're going to – hey, come on. Don't put me – I don't know if I'm going to win, but it's just the opportunity. You know, the nomination gives you the opportunity to talk about it.
That's it.
And that's important, you know?
That's it.
I don't win this year, hey, maybe one of your grandchildren, people listening, or your children, they'll apply for it. Somebody will nominate them, and they'll be in the running for it. So whether I get it or not, now the community is much more aware that there's opportunities for the Black stories to be out there.
Amazing. Dorothy, thank you again. Thank you for being on with us this morning. Keep doing what you're doing and wishing you all the success. And looking forward to connecting with you again.
All right, Fel, thank you for your good work and appreciate the opportunity to share it with everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great day. Wow, that was so great. You know, you got to love Dr. Dorothy Williams.
We're gonna do this quick because, you know, we didn't realize it, but time is running today. A couple of things. Let me out. Comedy show this coming Saturday, June 19th.
Yeah, we got Big Will in the house. What do you mean?
8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I turned you down before.
Because I was talking. I know.
Yeah, no, you're talking. You're singing. You're going, making coffee. You're like, yeah.
I wasn't making coffee.
Okay, so y'all just going to talk
coffee
over my...
Coffee was being made for me.
I didn't understand.
It wouldn't be a show if me and Farrell didn't go back and forth. By the way, LL Cool J. Anyways.
Okay. So this show, Let Me Out, is coming up this Saturday. I hope you guys got your tickets. If you haven't, you still can, right? Right, Big Will?
Yes, you can. Basically, you could definitely call me, 514-434-4426, or you could go directly on the website, which is bigwill.ca.
Fantastic. And so on the show is going to be hosted by Rodney. We're going to have Ron Taylor from California, yep. Charmaine from Texas, Renzel from Quebec, Big Norm from Ontario, yep. Akeem from BC.
Oh my gosh!
But I think we have someone on the line.
Yo, this is a star-studded event. Wow,
it's gonna be dope. And actually, I wanted to make sure to shout out Wibka.
It
wouldn't be a show.
It wouldn't be a show if I didn't do it.
For sure. But I wanted to make sure to shout out Wibka. Actually, Wibka just surprised us with. I think they got like a whole gang of tickets, and what they did is they blessed all like a lot of the seniors in there.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I love that.
And that's we've really had a lot of people like what I'm realizing, and over the last 2 weeks, is actually people buying tickets for their parents. Hey, you don't have to go out. We'll bring the show to you.
I love that.
And it's crazy love. The amount of love that we're receiving, it is amazing. So,
and the seniors had a tough 18 months. You know what I mean? Like they need a laugh. It's good. Exactly. It's blessed.
We got a few of those this week. I mean, like, it's not, obviously, it's not just a senior show. Mm-hmm. It's a show for everybody. We got amazing music and everything on there. And actually, I have a giveaway today. So we're going to be giving away, it's actually pastry care package coming directly from Le Bourgeois, Patisserie Le Bourgeois.
Nice.
So, whoever wins, we're going to be doing a draw again. Same thing we did like last week. We gave $100 the week before.
Right.
We gave the wine bottles and muffin package and whatnot, cupcakes.
And so there, are you guys still giving away a car?
The car, no. The car.
Wow.
The car is coming
up. Not really. It just sounded like it was a tag. Like.
I'm going to throw it in there. I don't know. Maybe
no,
like.
I do have friends who actually do sell cars.
You
so
see?
We can basically make it work.
Okay. That's what I'm talking. That's all right. Throw these things
on
the wheel,
yo. Giving away.
Exactly.
Maybe a discount.
You're giving it away.
Get a discount. Yeah,
friends and family.
Yeah, but we have a guest on the phone, I think.
Are we doing the giveaway before or after?
We'll do the giveaway after.
After?
Of course.
All right. Rock star on the phone.
That's what I'm saying. Let the rock star speak.
Yo, rock star Rodney Ramsey, are you on?
Hey.
It's a new name.
Yeah, I'm here, brother. What's up?
Yeah. Thank you for being on with us. I don't know what I was just saying. Thanks for being on with us this morning on the Empower Hour.
Love it, man. Thanks for having me.
Yo, gee. So let's
what can we expect for Saturday? Can you turn the music down,
please? I'm getting confused. I don't know what's happening with my knobs here. Sorry, guys.
Rodney, what are we expecting on Saturday?
I'm having a little problem hearing everybody, anybody except for Pharaoh here.
Okay.
Oh, no, because he puts his mic up.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he puts all of ours down. Can you hear us now?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I hear you pretty. We've had it recording the phone. Is he keeping it through the ear? That was happening?
That's kind of what was happening.
Yeah. So what are we expecting on Saturday?
You are expecting the best comedy show of the weekend yet again, man. I mean, Big Will said he wanted to do the Juneteenth, and it's great, too, because this year, I think it was yesterday that in the States they finally voted that's going to be a national holiday. So I think it's a great time to do this and celebrate, blackness all over the world, really.
Talk about it.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be a beautiful show. So, for sure, people, there's still tickets left. So, you could always hit us up, 514-434-4426. That's my direct line. Or you could go directly on the website, www.bigwill.ca.
Well, Big Will, did you let him know that because this is a virtual comedy show, there is actually almost an unlimited amount of tickets. Mm-hmm. So, come on, man. Mm-hmm. We can have every black person in the city up in here. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
We'll take white people, too.
Grab it.
We'll take white people, too.
We're inviting white people, too?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Wait, what?
He's like, I didn't get the memo.
Oh, wow.
All right. Okay, great. Awkward, but all right, sure. Here you come. Just kidding. We love white people, too.
No, for sure. It's going to be a
beautiful show. We love all people.
For sure.
Yeah.
We love all people. No, it's going to be a beautiful show. It's going to be pure jokes, good vibe in the comfort of your home. So that's what I want to let people know.
Mm-hmm.
In the comfort of your home. You can basically fix your food, get yourself a couple of drinks and all that. You don't have to drink and drive. You're comfortable in your in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Come and have fun.
I love it.
And also, I don't know if you mentioned this, Big Will, but this is not going to be a Zoom meeting. We don't do it like that, okay? The Unknown Comedy Club, even though it's an online club, we make it just like a real comedy club. So if you want to interact, you can keep your camera on and you can keep your mute button off, and then we'll hear your laughter just like in a real comedy club. If you want to say something, you know what I mean, participate, that is cool too. Loudness is respectful, or else we will mute you for the rest of the show. But I think other than that, it's not like watching comedy on Netflix where it's just like you watching a sitcom. This is an interactive social event. So if you feel isolated and you want to feel some community, this is the show for you, 100%.
And again, shout out for what you have been doing the name of your platform is slipping my mind right now.
Unknown Comedy Club.
The Unknown Comedy Club. Just you're being a pioneer in that and creating your own comedy club and creating this platform or creating a platform for all these comedians to be able to get that visibility and exposure. Again, big shout out to you and everything you're doing, brother.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, dude. It's nice to nice to be acknowledged sometimes, especially. And what's even better, honestly, man, is to hook up with people in the community and create awesome productions. Because I invited Big Will to one show. And the next day, he was like, "All right, this is what we're doing." I'm like, "Yeah, that's what we call you, Big Will, not Little Will." You know what I mean?
Well, actually, because the last show we had was actually before that. My previous show was Valentine's Day 2020.
Right.
And since then, a lot of people actually have approached me, "Hey, we should do this. We should do that."
Of course.
And I was like, "Nah, I'm gonna sit out." You know, mm-hmm. that thing. But then, when my brother Rodney hit me up, I was like, okay, cool. It makes sense.
Mm.
And I, like you said, we had one show that I was able to witness. And the next day, I was like, okay, where do I send my deposit? Where do we lock it down? Okay, contract. Let's settle this. Because to me, I already have multiple comedians, ready for shows.
Of course.
So the moment that he told me that, it was a no-brainer right there.
So say less. So so we have a giveaway to do?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
So how are we doing this? Not sure you're going to shake it up.
Shake it up and make Gina do it because we all did it. We all picked. Really? Yep.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just going to pick my own name out the box.
There we go again.
I want the goodies.
Let me say we all did it.
At least you're honest.
I don't remember doing it.
So
all the queens did it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You a king.
This week's winner is Michelle Gouveia.
Gouveia.
I hope I.
Congratulations, Michelle.
I spelled that. Woo! I pronounced that right. Fantastic.
Oh my God! I think I might have went to high school with her. If you're the Michelle who went to Riverdale High, what up?
Love it.
Now we got, and even actually at the show, we're also giving away another $100 gift card. We're giving 5 pastry care package. We're giving aromatherapy package. We're also giving a photo shoot. There's so many giveaways. So
this is exciting,
so think
man.
About people
beautiful.
People are paying $12 and they're winning hundreds of dollars.
Very I love
nice.
It.
Very nice.
And guys. They get to get an amazing show.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be turned up. My wife and I were talking about it yesterday. Looking forward to it. Us and our tutor entourage.
Yes. Your whole family bought tickets. Actually, your aunt.
Yo, gee.
I think your brother, your cousin.
Yep.
Bought.
Yo, gee.
Your sister-in-law bought.
We're here to support the cause, bro.
Love it.
Yo, it's all love, man. We're here to support the cause. And that's really what it is, guys. If you think about it, first of all, we spend money on random things all the time.
Right.
Like, you know, let's make an effort to, again, like Thierry says, to segregate our dollars, keep it in-house, support the community, support the initiatives we have going on. You know what I mean? Let's help to build that wealth.
Do it.
Fantastic. I think we're impeding on Kaya's time
yep.
here. So let's just say real quick, there's also the Grill and Chill Day Party, June 24th. Our very own DJ Bobby Payne will be playing. And also, it's somebody's birthday on Saturday.
Oh, hey, shoot.
Yay.
And on that note, it's somebody's birthday, Kaya.
Hey.
It's somebody's birthday, Kaya.
Thank
hey, you.
Hey, hey,
hey. Okay. You. So, all right. So, wait, Rodney, I think we're holding you hostage here on the line. So, thank you. Did I just take you out?
No, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it. Really can't wait till Saturday. It's going to be a great show.
God, dope. Guys, keep up the amazing, amazing work you guys are doing, and looking forward to seeing you guys.
Amen.
Peace out. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great day, guys.
Peace. You too.
Peace.
Kaya.
Hey, now.
It's your turn.
Man.
Tell us what's going on in entertainment.
Man, well, if y'all was listening from earlier, then, you know, I wasn't here because I didn't get to tell you what was going on with my week and stuff like that. So I'm going to start here.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So I was writing and I heard you guys talking about the bacon cake. And, you know, with the dog eating and the woman feeding it, the dog. And so I actually put up a video on my WhatsApp feed the other day about a woman who lost her limbs from a dog lick.
Oh, see what I mean?
Wow. She lost her arms and her legs. She actually went on vacation and got a nick, like a little cut on her arm. And when she got home, the dog was so excited to see her. The dog licked her.
Okay.
And then a couple of days later, she woke up and her limbs were kind of black and blue. She went to the hospital and then she was in a coma, woke up out of the coma after, I guess, a couple of weeks or so. And after 10 days, I think they said, and her limbs were cut off.
Oh, my goodness
so
gracious.
So they ended up having to amputate her both hands
wow.
and both her legs. And in the interview, she pretty much ended it by saying, you know, I wish that they would have let me die. Because
wow.
And they're like, well, and what happened to that dog? Well, how about they still got the dog in the house?
Oh,
I said,
girl.
Listen, first of all, if y'all don't give me a gun that I can use my tongue to push the trigger, I can shoot this damn dog. My hat, like,
wow.
On. Yeah, come on. That's
so I listened to that earlier and I yes. said, gosh, I had to tell you guys this because I'm like, you know, I think that we need to really be careful. And I know that we love these animals like pets, but I think this is where some people get it skewed and where also a certain type of unhealthy animal love and bestiality comes out of these
right.
things. Listen, these is animals.
Talk about it.
Okay.
They ain't supposed to be licking on you. They ain't supposed to be doing all that stuff. There's some weird things going on.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what the dogs be doing with their mouths, and now the lady don't got no legs and arms. See? So y'all go ahead and get it together.
Yeah, y'all don't even let humans lick you up like that. Come on, people.
Like,
okay.
Stop
okay.
It.
Listen. So I on the same topic, so I was riding the other day, and this is part of my week. So me and my homegirls riding. I look out the car, and there's a bunch of people standing like at a dog park.
Okay.
And they over here in the corner, and everybody has ice cream. And there's a couple of people, they sitting there eating the ice cream. And one of the girls, I guess she feel like, oh, my dog is looking at my ice cream, so it wants some. So she bends down.
Goodness
and she
gracious.
Gives the dog some of the ice cream.
Some? Not?
Yeah,
sorry.
Like she lets the dog lick the ice cream.
And she put it back
and
in her mouth.
And she got ready to lift the ice cream to her face. And it was funny because they were not melanated people, and they all looked at her like, no. Like, not in public.
No.
Oh my
no.
God.
No.
So me, my bold self, I pull up at the stoplight and I turn my head good, 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 and open up my eyes like, yes, let me see what y'all got to do now. Trash can anywhere?
Yeah.
I love your invasion. I love your method of invasion. It is interesting.
You know, you got to do like a grandma, you know, roll up
of
on them
course.
And be like,
yeah, I love that. That's funny.
So in entertainment news, Blue Ivy has been, her net worth has been quoted at $500 million, making her one of the richest kids in the United States. Here's that for this little nappy-headed little kid. Y'all be talking about. Y'all be worried about that hair. $500 million.
Talk about it.
They said poor her. She looks like Jay-Z. Not really. Not poor her nothing.
Poor her. Rich her look like Jay-Z.
Rich her.
Right? And so before y'all decide to talk junk about Blue Ivy hair, y'all better put some respect on her bank account.
Amen.
Next online, and to make this a little bit quick, because you know I love Snoop Dogg, but he's getting a little bit older now, and you know we're looking for him to do some things, but Snoop is changing his line of work. So he joined Def Jam Records recently, and Snoop appoints his wife Shantae Broadus as his official manager. I'm very proud of him. Are big things, you know, keep the money in the house.
Nice.
And super smart. And now that he's done with all his cheating and whatnot, I guess that would be a good thing, right? To make her your manager.
Is he really done though?
I'm sure of it. Anyways, let me tell you, with all of the young sugar daddies around, no one really needs old sugar daddies anymore. It's just like, you know.
Well, that's one way to put it. Exactly.
Especially old sugar daddies with wives. I don't know. I just feel like they're just
time for the drama. I know it has time for the drama.
A whole lot less attractive that way, you know? So, yeah, I'm happy that he appointed his wife because she needs to stick close to that man. Stick close to that man, lady. Get that coin, Shantae. So the daughters, earlier we were saying like something about Biggie Smalls, the music came on, and it just made me think, I'm like, yeah, this is perfect, and I feel like it's a great segue to this. But daughters of Jam Master Jay and Notorious B.I.G. become business partners. Now, Jam Master Jay is one of the members of Run-DMC. And we all know who the Notorious B.I.G. is. So Tiana Wallace and Tyra Myrick, the daughters of these legendary, these legends, their daughters have come together to make Juicy Pizza in L.A., bringing a New York feel to L.A.
Nice.
So I'm so proud of these ladies to think that, you know, their dads made such an impact on their lives, and that they're thinking about carrying on that legacy through doing a business, and this which is going to help the legacy too, right?
Yes.
It keeps bringing the money into the household. I'm sure they're used to living a certain lifestyle, so it's only for me. It seems right that they do something like this. So in LA, they got Juicy Pizza,
and they say that
some of the toppings that you can find on these pizzas, like New York style, beef and broccoli. Bacon, egg, and cheese, jerk chicken, chopped egg rolls, and they said, "Listen, I want to go. I'm intrigued." We know that New Yorkers are very big on Asian beef and broccoli. You know, we go inside the Chinese, the quick food places for Chinese food, and we always order like a little beef and broccoli.
Right.
They got the crab sticks that, you know, you throw a little ketchup down the bag.
Right.
Well, I think that they're just taking all of these different things and recreating them New York style, and I think it's going to be great.
I think
it's
going
to be great. I'm super proud of them. So you girls, shout out to y'all. Just know that Canada sees you. We love you, bad, bad, bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to talk about this because I'm noticing there is a big influx in the appearance of this rainbow that they're using to represent the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know me, then you know I love the community. I love a lot of people that are under that umbrella of the community. But sometimes I think that we got to take a deeper look at what's really happening. And I know there's a lot of people in the community that would like to say that there's no agenda. But today, I beg to differ. So this morning, I was sent some information that the managers of Tupac Shakur's estate approved to release a Tupac Gay Pride clothing collection. So for those who know who Tupac is, I'd like you to just think to yourself for a moment, and maybe you can give us some feedback on the site later on, good or bad. I don't really care. Just let me know what you think. But do you think that this is something that Tupac himself, with his morals and values and scruples, would have approved?
I don't think so.
And I saw that too.
Like, you know, like, and the thing, and being liberal, like you said, like being in support of everybody, I just don't feel he would have been down. And I don't think his mother would have been down either.
But who did they get the approval from?
Whoever owns the estate.
The managers of the estate.
Who are the managers?
I think it's like,
I think his mother passed. I think Afeni had allowed a management team.
Okay.
To do it on her behalf because she was getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they are now making these decisions. However, we do know that they were probably paid handsomely in order to use this. But one of the things that struck me the most about this is that I feel like these days they have been using some really big black icons to try and sway the, I don't want to say just sway the sexuality, but sway the choices of young black men. Mm. And I think saying to them, oh, look, you know, this is okay. Look, even Tupac is dead.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's unfair to use him in his death to promote something that we don't know if he'd actually even be down with.
Right.
So
I agree with that. Yeah.
So I'm toiling over this today, but I'd love to hear what the people have to say about this.
Yeah.
And on that note, I don't know if things can get any worse for this man, but if Will Smith is smart, he'll come and get with a sister named Kaya and just come and just let me love you properly. I'll even beat up Jada. I don't know what you... I will beat Jada up.
Yes. You always
Why is Jada Pinkett on site reciting Tupac poems and stuff about how when they was
Kaya's
younger...
Mad.
No. Oh, she gonna stop disrespecting this man. I'm gonna tell you something. I am totally against conjugal violence, but she is pushing a brother to the edge. Let me tell you something. Well. Oh, no. Jada Pinkett is reciting Tupac poem, and it sparks jokes on her marriage.
Mm.
Yes. Now, I don't think she really cares about this marriage. I don't think she's ever really been in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bad for Will.
I do.
Why does she keep doing this to this man? It's so emasculating. Mm. And I feel like we are just... I just feel like... I don't know. I feel like somebody need to smack Jada. Somebody know.
We need to smack somebody.
Why are you doing it?
Or Will. Can Will just man up? Like, one or the other. I didn't know. Man up and do what?
Now, we don't want the brother to choke her, but I'm just...
No, but just say, I'm done with this. Get another woman. Get with a Kaya. Like, come on.
However, yeah, I think that Will knew who he was marrying when he married her. His death was a huge blow to her, and then she carries that for the rest of her life. You know who you marry when you marry them.
That's true, because she loved him. She probably would be with Tupac right now. I'm sorry to say.
I mean, they weren't together then. I mean, they were really, really good friends. Yeah. And at the end of the day, that to her, that's like our family. So, I mean, I get how the world sees it. But at the end of the day, if I lost someone that I felt was like my family, you gonna live with that with me. Like, we just bigged up Bad News Brown last week, right? For 10 years. Like, at the end of the day, just because she's a woman and because he was a man, it doesn't mean anything. You keep his name alive.
Facts.
Some of the comments though were really terrible.
Yeah, because you have trolls.
Will Smith is a multimillionaire who's losing the affection of his wife to a man who died 25 years ago.
Ooh. I'm not okay with that.
That's hard.
That's harsh.
Will Smith can never tell me that he hasn't ever went into a lonely room and cried about Jada's constant reminder of her undying love
warriors.
For Tupac.
These keyboard warriors.
Wow. Damn, a lonely room.
Dang.
How much does Jada really hate Will?
after
the entanglement scandal that she still has the nerve to share a poem written by her dead ex, Will is definitely a better man than me. I'd have cut my losses a long time ago because he clearly is not the one for Jada. So, anyways, my time is running down. Mm-hmm. I just got one more point that I just got to touch on this. Paris Jackson is in the news. She has been on, I guess, like a sub thing for Red Table Talk, and she does it with Will and Jada's daughter, Willow.
Oh, boy.
And she talks about how after Michael's death, that the trauma that she faced at the hands of the paparazzi pretty much gave her PTSD and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, first of all, you ain't even his child, but you got
goodness.
All that good money. Why don't you go and sit down in that corner and just spend that money, girl, and go and get you some therapy? You get off the people that I'm sure talking about all kinds. That's what kind of lifestyle you was born into. Now, the man paid good money for you.
Oh, gosh.
And that was Kaya's entertainment.
That is Michael Jackson money you spending. Now, if you don't want to have nothing to do with it, don't take the money and get out. That's why Janet smacked you in the first place. That's why Janet smacked her. That's why Janet had to smack her. She got. She's gonna have to get this together now. Stop complaining and get on with the living. You got a brother they call Blanket. Nobody still don't know his name. Come on now. At least they recognize you.
Talk about it. And that was, that was Kaya's entertainment segment for us today on this lovely June the 17th. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to head into my movie review because that's what I'm starting to do with y'all today. So there is a movie on Amazon Prime called The Lie. So I want you guys to listen to this review. The Lie is a 2018 Canadian-American psychological horror film written and directed by Vanessa Sudd. The film is a remake of the 2015 German film called We Monsters. The Lie premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival on September 13, 2018, and it was later released on October 6, 2020 by Amazon Studios. Now, I'm going to be honest, y'all, and say, if you vex and you want to cuss a movie, watch this movie, okay? If you are West Indian, and it would be best to have some babancour, something from Barbados to drink, and a punchin' to watch this movie, because when you see the outcome of this, I promise you guys, you will be vexed. And you may want to give the characters in this movie some serious licks, some serious beatings, because honestly, you go scream. It's you go get real mad at
say
this
the name
movie.
Of the movie again?
The Lie.
The Lie.
The Lie. So the movie makes you appreciate growing up in the 80s and in a West Indian household and actually not having social media to dabble in. So if you have high blood pressure and a short fuse, I'm going to tell you that this movie is a Farrell, I need you to play it. If you have a short fuse, this movie is definitely not for you. So I'm going to give it a Don Penn today, and you guys are going to understand what I mean.
No, no, no.
All right. So on that note, you can drop the Coffee Chronicles link.
Yes. I'm loving these. Trish, do you see you coming?
Thank you.
Sorry, that wasn't my... Okay.
And now it's time for Coffee Conversations.
I feel like we got a freestyle. Every time the beat's running, freestyle needs to be coming in.
I was waiting on
Kaya. Every week we need a freestyle from you on this beat. Just so you know, for next week.
Okay, so listen, I need the prompt like, hey, this is you. Because I'm going to tell you something.
All right, Kyle, I waited for you. Go ahead.
No, that's it. Give me that heads up.
I waited for you. Okay. Go ahead. All right, so we're going to do Lyrically Correct one more time this week because I feel you guys are good. But you're going to have some background music, please, darling.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why it's not playing.
No, that game is dope for real.
Yes. Lyrically Correct. Ooh. Hey, all right.
Some dubs, some reggae.
Reggae tip. All right, peace. I'm going to start with you. So it's going to go Farrell, Kaya, Will. Okay. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. So we did this one last week. I can't give you that. All right. According to Carlos Santana, where did Maria grow up?
Some East LA?
Spanish Harlem.
Spanish. We did that one last week.
Okay. No. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Okay. When it comes to the meeting in Silk's bedroom, they said you should be there or what?
Be square. We did that last week.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
That's the one I got.
Dang. Will. Okay, we didn't do this. What kind of superstar was Praz?
Ghetto superstar.
That's right. What could Missy stand?
The rain.
You could all answer. How many earrings did LL want his girl to have?
Two pairs.
Bamboo earrings.
At least two pairs. And what did Jaheim forget?
To put that woman first.
Ooh.
To be your lover?
I forgot
to be your lover.
Okay. Where did Jagged Edge say to meet?
At the altar.
With what on?
Your white dress.
Exactly. Pete, you're kind of quiet over there.
Takes me a second.
If Nas ruled the world, what would he do?
Free all his sons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. A Daddy Mac will make you?
Jump.
That's what it says. What time are the girls leaving Snoop's living room?
2 a.m.
They ain't leaving till 6 a.m.
Exactly. That's right. Yes. All right. Okay. Where are you finding 50 Cent?
In the club.
Uh-huh.
You can find me in the club.
Right? What does Missy Elliott want?
Not
you gave him an extra one minute. You gave him an extra minute. You about to say 2 minutes. He don't want one minute.
Wow.
What was the young boy doing to Lauryn Hill's life with his words?
Oh, killing her softly.
Ooh. Singing her life.
Singing her life with his words.
Right.
Yes.
What time was Genuine home alone?
What time?
12 o'clock.
Nope. Come on, Kaya, you got this. You got it. What time was Jenny White Home Alone, guys? 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
All right. In Pony, what is Genuine looking for? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just a bachelor.
Oh. Looking for a partner?
There you go. Yeah, that's right. I gotta be sick of these ones for you guys. What two things does TLC want him to do after he comes through in the, with the red light special? Two things. Show up through the night. Take off your clothes. Oh. Next one.
Take off your clothes. I don't know.
You got
turn
it.
Off the light?
That's right. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And turn on the light. Red light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. According to Destiny's Child, what time was the club jumping?
12 a.m.
Nope. Close, Kaya. Will? It is 11:30 in the club. Oh, it's jumping.
11:30. Who goes to the club that early?
We was just talking about this artist with the pizza. What did Biggie Smalls sew onto his shirts? Will?
Come on.
And?
Tigers. Tigers and alligators.
There you go. All right, just a few more, then we're done.
Because I look like Biggie, though.
I know, sometimes like, Will, you sound like you him. You must have this.
Because you're a Biggie fan, as you said. What did Biggie tell you to do after you threw your rollie in the sky?
Wave him side to side.
I keep your hands high. Which magazine did Biggie read?
Source Magazine.
No, Vibe.
Word Up Magazine.
There you go. Sorry.
Word Up.
I have to go through all the lyrics in my head.
All right. I'm going to do two more. What was Mary J. Blige searching for?
Real love.
There you go. And what did Cisco like to be called?
Papi.
Yes.
What song is that?
How deep is your love for me?
Okay.
There you go. Wow. Goodness.
Call me Papi. Yeah.
Exactly. Sure. All right. We got to do one last Biggie one. Where was Biggie going?
Cali, going
back to Cali.
Yeah, you got it right on there.
Actually, just so we're actually on the whole Biggie topic, the whole Juicy. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, that was basically the song that made Biggie famous. And at the beginning of the song, it goes, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to
anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
To all the people that lived above the building that I hustled in front, called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money.
To feed my daughter.
Right, yep.
And now that she's grown, she's basically called her business Juicy, the same title.
Oh, nice. That's a good plug.
I love that.
And in the restaurant, they got seats like subway cars.
Oh,
and some other
really?
Stuff too. Yeah,
I love that. I want to go check that out. I want to go check that out. So that was
that's legacy.
I love that. That's this episode of Coffee Conversation, Lyrically Correct. So this is, again, a Black-owned card game with lyrics. This is the expansion pack. There is a bigger pack as well. This is 90s R&B. So that was that. I mean, how was you guys feeling today about today's show? Excuse me.
Yeah, the show is exceptional now. With like the community updates, there was a lot going on. So I couldn't touch on everything, but as we have a couple of minutes, I want to just take a quick moment to send some love out to our family in Trinidad. There was two losses of two big icons in the cultural community. I want to give a shout out to Larry Haywood from Northwest Laventille Cultural Community. He's a master drummer. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we had went out there, like basically Laventille and the whole collective, they connected with us and primarily with Westcan and stuff like that. So it was really awesome to be able to meet him. He had a heart attack, unfortunately. Jeez. And again, it just reminds, because he's a young brother too, right? Uh-huh. So it's like, so again, I just want to remind the community that we got to take care of ourselves. And I also want to give a shout out to Tony McKenzie from Belmont Freetown. And basically, we had connected with them. Tony came to Montreal, I think, twice with Belmont. You know, so I got to send a special love out to Miss Christine and the whole Belmont family, because I know they're feeling it. Again, he's another young brother, and him as well. It was like some kind of either respiratory or heart attack. Yeah. So it's like it's something that we have to really be mindful of. And it's like we're going to start looking into launching CPR workshops and stuff like
that.
Because these are things that their lives could have been saved if people knew what to do around them. You know what I mean? So let's be mindful of that. But aside from the show was exceptional. Again, I want to send love and light to everybody and just remind everybody to check out the website ofccommunity.com.
That's right. Kaya Will, you guys plug yourselves very quickly before we go.
I am Kaya, but you can find me at Strong Firm Bottom, all one word on Instagram. And I just want to give a quick shout out to my face care routine people, Belle A Beau, on Instagram, because y'all keep me right. I love you. Thank you.
All right. And I know Dr. King always said, the time is right to do what is right. Mm. And that is one thing that we focus on with doing our comedy show. So you could always add me at BigWill514, or again, call me directly, 514-434-4426.
Mm-hmm. And I am Miss Trish. You can find me at imisstrish.com. That is my website. Also on Instagram at All Things Miss Trish. And like I told you guys, check out the latest Coffee Chronicles on YouTube and Miss Trish TV. But kings and queens, this was this episode of the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people of CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. Again, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.